The Sinner's Friend, April 2. The All-Sufficient Christ. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Jesus is the sinner's friend, his heart is ever open, ever touched with human woe, he has all power, both in heaven and upon earth. In the person of Christ we behold the eternal God engaged in an enterprise of boundless mercy toward fallen man. 8. Christ came to this world to show that by receiving power from on high, man can live an unsullied life. He could say to whom he pleased, "Follow me," and the one addressed arose and followed him. The spell of the world's enchantment was broken. At the sound of his voice the spirit of greed and ambition fled from the heart, and men arose, emancipated, to follow the Savior. He passed by no human being as worthless, but sought to apply the healing remedy to every soul. He sought to inspire with hope the roughest and most unpromising, setting before them the assurance that they might become blameless and harmless, attaining such a character as would make them manifest as the children of God. Often he met those who had drifted under Satan's control, and who had no power to break from his snare. To such a one, discouraged, sick, tempted, fallen, Jesus would speak words of tenderest pity, words that were needed and could be understood. Others he met who were fighting a hand-to-hand battle with the adversary of souls. These he encouraged to persevere, assuring them that they would win, for angels of God were on their side and would give them the victory. The sinless one pities the weakness of the sinner. Men hate the sinner, while they love the sin. Christ hates the sin, but loves the sinner. This will be the spirit of all who follow him. Christian love is slow to censure, quick to discern penitence, ready to forgive, to encourage, to set the wanderer in the path of holiness, and to stay his feet therein.